Golis of Modai Uparas has come to an end. It's when Doniel, he interpreted the writing on the wall. The Malach came, called the Pasyat. The Pasyat means, that's the expression, I don't know, the Pasyat, I actually wrote it down over here on my machine. I wrote this down over here.
I'm sorry. You said, I think you made a mistake.
Yes.
I think you mean Bavel.
Right, Bavel, sorry. Right, correct, 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 you are correct, Bavel. When, who Bavel was given authority to rule over Klal Yisrael for 70 years. And one fateful night, they were having a party, they were celebrating the destruction of the Jews. Just like Ahasuerus would do the same thing later on, Belshazzar was celebrating in his palace. Belshazzar, who was the king, the last king of Bavel, he was celebrating in his palace the end of the Jews. And what happened? In the middle of the party, there was a hand of a malach was writing on the wall, and he wrote this sequence of words. I forgot the words, whatever the words are. That means you're mine.
To kill for sin.
So those words, and those words, the Belshazzar went berserk, and he asked, does anyone here knows how to what this means? It was written in Ksav Ashuris. They didn't know the language. They didn't know the script. They knew nothing. And along comes the Doniel, and the Doniel interprets. He tells them what the letters are, what they mean, and basically it means Belshazzar, you're finished. It's over, it's curtains. And indeed, that night, there was an attack of Modai. Modai attacked. The nation of Modai and Paras, they worked together. They formed an alliance, and they breached the walls of the palace of Bavel, where the party was happening, and he was assassinated. He was killed. They didn't want it to happen to them.
He's dead man walking.
The words, now the words there were, it says, Pas Yod Kosva Lekakea Tsur. Tsur?
What?
Pas Yad Kosva Lekakea.
Right.
What's the last word? I think there's a typo here. Tsur?
Those aren't the words, though.
Right, that's a description of the Malach writing a description. There was an image of a hand.
Etching of
a hand into the wall. That was the end, and that predicted that your power over Klal Yisrael has come to an end. That is the end of Golas Bavel. Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Egypt, Biyod Chazokah. The Yod Chazakah is Merames on the Yad of the Malach that predicted through its writing, and it was Chazak, it was so strong, it etched into the wall, that Bavel, goodbye, see you later, buddy. You're out, off the stage. Next, Zoynutuya, now we go to the next goal. Who's the next goal? It's Modai Uparas. When did that come to an end? At the story, they came to an end with Achashverosh, with the Purim. The Purim story is the end. When Klal Yisrael, when the Aseres, Haman and his 10 sons were killed, and Mordechai and Esther were elevated, that was the end, and the permission was granted to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that was the end of Modai Uparas. If you can define, this is an amazing idea, define for me the moment. There's a whole Megillah. You can argue about this the whole day. When the scales tipped. When did
this...
Okay, you can argue about this the whole day. It's a very good thing to do, a very good thing to debate. Define...
So you said
another idea. Everyone's going to throw out a different idea. The defining moment of the Megillah when the scales have been tipped in the direction of Klal Yisrael. In this Mechaber, this Sefer, which I forgot the name of the Sefer, the name of the person, Mechaber, I'll bring it into you eventually, don't worry. He says the defining moment is when Achashverosh extended the Sharvit Hazav to Esther. Esther comes in, she comes in, V'atischalchel ha'malka me'od, and she comes in, Achashverosh, what are you doing here? Uninvited. Mordechai says, Im hachareish tacharishi bo eis hazois, revach v'yatzolo liyamun. And he doesn't just want to go. And Achashverosh forces her to go. Unannounced, uninvited, uninvited. He comes in. And Esther says, and Achashverosh, what are you doing here? you're going to die for coming here uninvited. Esther says, I was right. Mordechai was wrong. Vatischalchal hamalkom me'oid. She was terrified. Melamed Shaparasanida. That was the lowest point in the Haggadah. According to Mechaber, why? Because there's a gzera. Lahashmid laharagula abe. But there's hope. We got Esther. Esther's going to save us. The queen is Jewish. She's going to save us. Okay. Not yet. We got to plan. We got to strategize. Mordechai says, no, now's the time to go. But the plan might backfire. It's premature. My backfire. No, no, go, go, go. She goes, and Esther's right. It backfires. She's a dead woman. That's the lowest point. The gzera was already issued, and our last hope was in a state of yeyosh. And then, out of nowhere, Yeshua Hashem ke'erif ayin. What's the pasuk? Vayoyshet hamelech esharvit hazov asher biyado vatiga b'roish hasharvit. Why? Midrashim. You'll tell me Midrashim. The Malach forced him to do it. Don't go with Midrashim. Just for some reason. It's unbelievable. Hashem planted a thought in his mind. You know what? Let me see what she wants. That moment when Hashem put that machshava into the mind of Achashverosh that he should pick up his hand and extend the Sharvit Hazav, that was the defining moment of when the scale has been tipped, and from here the Geula is all on the is imminent. It's all. So what does it say in the pasuk? Vayotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim, biyad chazaka bavel, uvizroya nituya, the outstretched arm. This is, it's not just the Gevalda Gevart, it's defining the Megillah. The Gevart is so good, it defines for us, it opens up our eyes to appreciate the Megillah, the low point and the high point, that shift in the Megillah. Unbelievable. It's almost unbelievable. This far, that the insight in the Megillah alone, the insight in the Megillah is good. Okay, the next one is Gadol. Now, this is not as good, but it's pretty good. Gadol is Chanukah. What is Chanukah all about? It's a solid thing. He says, what is Mora Gadol? Mora Gadol is Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Chanukah, we say in the Nusach Tefillah, Giboirim biyad chaloshim, Rabim biyad ma'atim. The whole miracle of Hanukkah was the few were able to overcome the many. The weak were able to overcome the mighty. How is that possible? Well, we know in the world of warfare, and this really psukim with Rachav said it beferish, when there is moira, when people's hearts melt because of terror, then a cockroach. A cockroach can scare you away. Okay, this is mice. You have to use your own examples and imagination. And there are many stories in Tanakh. Rachav said the whole world. She said the Farish, the beginning of Yeshua, our hearts have melted when we heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Excuse me, the whole world. You have a people over here, slaves coming out of Egypt, weak, shvacha people. The whole world with all of their wealth and nuclear missiles and technology and you name it. You're afraid of the Jews? Are you serious? Are you serious? You're joking with me? The answer is when there is Moira, when there is terror, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, then people's hearts melt. Like what Rachav said, our hearts, we can't even stand up. We can't even get out of our beds. We're so afraid. This is the koyach of Giborim biyad chaloshim v'ram biyad matnit me'matarim. Uvimoyra gadol is the ingredient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Yevonim, the giloy of the moira of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what contributed to Klal Yisrael prevailing. He's teaching a very big chiddush, this Vart, because if not for this Vart, if someone asked you about the miracle of Chanukah, you would say it was a nis, the laila mederech hateva. You would say, the chaloshim, they overcome the gibayrim. He's saying that's not a Hanukkah miracle. That's not a Shana miracle. Because that means that the enemy was strong and arrogant and mighty and powerful. And it was a miracle that the Jews went and wiped them out. It was a miracle. The miracle was that Hashem brought Moira into the world. And that's the miracle. The miracle is not that the weak overcame the mighty. Weak overcoming the mighty, that's not a miracle. If you have Moira, why should there be Moira? That was the miracle of Hanukkah. The miracle of Hanukkah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world Moira, and the Yevonim's, their hearts melted, and now it was Teva for Klal Yisrael to conquer the Yevonim. It's a Chiddush, because it's not the common way we understand the miracle of Hanukkah. The miracle of Hanukkah we understand to be was a miracle, Malach Teva. Maybe it also explains why we don't focus on the Milchama. We focus on an open miracle. We don't focus on the Milchama. Why not? It wasn't a miracle. They were terrified. When you're terrified, so the Gibarim Yad Chaloshim, big deal. The miracle was the Moira. But that miracle is something which is not tangible. That's a miracle where we connect it to the Menorah. It's a whole new opening to appreciate what Hanukkah is about. And he's saying that Shah in the Pasuk, Uva Moira Gadol. Uva Oysos of Emovsim is easy as pie, because that it says, Erenu Niflois. That's the Gula Edon. That's a Pasuk, that's a famous Pasuk that says, It says, which after is it? Did I write it down over here? Ki meitseischa, me eretz mitzrayim, erenu niflois. I will show you wonders. I will show you wonders. Did I take you out of the gula hoasi? You have to type it into the computer to find the plastic. Ki meitseischa, the gula laos is going to be ki me similar. I'm going to show you wonders. So, by Yotzeinu, this pasuk, I don't know. I do not know. I can find it if you after the shiur. I'll type it into Sefaria. I'll find it in a second for you where the pasuk is exactly. Erenu niflois. I'll show you wonders at the time of the gula. So that's what it means. So therefore, Oisavsimaivsim is just another expression for Erenu Niflois, wonders. Oisavsimaivsim, signs and miracles, is the same thing as Erenu, I will show you the Jewish people Niflois, wonders at the time of your redemption from Edoim, from the ghoul that we are in right now. So what do we take out of this? Incredible insight that when you read the Pasuk, Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, Biyot Chazaka, this pasuk is a synopsis of the Dalit Malchios. Mitzrayim is the template for them all. Then it's the Biyot Chazaka is the pas yad of Daniel to end the yad, the Yod Chazaka, the pas yad to end the Golos of Bavel. Uvizroya Netuya, Murdik, it's Fataiches, the whole Megillah. It's incredible. A whole Taich in the Megillah says to the Geula of the end of Golus Modai Uporas. And then the Moira Godel gives us a new insight into Hanukkah. Hanukkah was the Moira. And that was made the Milchama al Derech HaTeva, the Gibor Miyad Chaloshim. And then comes Uva Oysos of Moivsim, is the Geula from Eden that we're in now, Erenu Niflois. And Michal, it's good?
Yeah, good.
Okay, Haskam, you see that? I got Haskam. That's not so easy to get Haskam from you.
It's a Tilimsa.
Okay, so this will Yashar Koyach for coming on a nice snowy day.
Nice.
And enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Are you going towards the 40s? I'm going to do shopping first. But you enjoy